Jesus presented himself today as the Good Shepherd. And he describes his relationship with the flock. As a good shepherd, he is willing to lay down his life for the flock. He knows them, and they know him. All will hear his voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Today, more than ever, we are called to and we need to hear the voice of Jesus. Christians must be open to the invitations and proposals of Jesus, to those who want to be his disciples, to those who are his flock. We all know that there are many ways and means today to hear the voice of Jesus. Perhaps a personal prayer and discernment. When we come together for Sunday Mass and we hear the word of God that is being proclaimed through the network, through the internet. You can find all kind of good posts and publications. You also need to be careful. You may find many trash that is not good. So you have to be critical and choose well what you choose in the internet. We can also hear the voice of Jesus at the events of our own life and in the things that happen in our daily life. Knowing that if we hear his voice, then we must obey and we must follow the will of God. And we must be his witness and disciples today. Call that is not only for priests and religious. That call is for all baptized members of the church. So we are called to hear his voice, to follow him, to be his witness and disciples. That call is for all of us, baptized people. He knows them, and they know him. What a beautiful statement from Jesus. A call for all of us to know him and experience his presence in our life as that good shepherd who cares, forgives, and walks with us along our ways. Being Jesus the foundation. Being Jesus the cornerstone of our spiritual life. Being Jesus the fundamental principle of our Christian life. Many people are looking for different sources of spirituality. Even they go to the Oriental, to the Buddhism or whatever they find, and they find it nice. Oh, this one is the one. But we have it already. The source of our spirituality and our Christian life is Jesus and his gospel. All other devotions, yes, they are good. They may help us to find Jesus. If we do a novena to the Miracles Medal every Saturday, it's supposed to help us to find Jesus. If you do the Stations of the Cross, if you do the Rosary, that is most popular, It should help us to reflect in the life of Jesus and in what Jesus did for us. To know Him should be the center of our spiritual life and spirituality. All will hear His voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. It was, and it is the wish of Jesus for His followers to have a united family, a united flock. This gospel today is a strong call to work for unity, first in our family, in our community, in the church, and between those who also believe in Him. This gospel today has a strong call for reconciliation, mutual forgiveness, acceptance, and tolerance that are necessary attitudes for unity. Division has been always a ghost for the church since the beginning. Even from the time of the apostles, they were divided. And the first Christian community, they also have many ones who want to divide the community. Many ones who were saying different things about Jesus, about the sacraments, about the church. And they have divided the church. We have the challenge to work for unity. As I say, beginning by our family, our parish, a large community, a big challenge to be united. So many opinions, so many different points of view. But we are called to be one flock under one shepherd. That is Jesus. In this Sunday, we are invited to pray and express our sympathy, love, respect, and concern for our shepherds. First, for the Pope. It is very important to remember that he is the successor of Peter, that he is appointed through an election that was done in the church, and that we believe that he has the grace of the Holy Spirit to guide the church, to lead the church. He has an enemy, an ally, that is the mass media. Everything that he does or say, it goes to the whole world right away. And sometimes manipulated, sometimes with an agenda to go against him. For us Catholics, we should pray for him. It's a very heavy responsibility to be the leader, to be the shepherd of a very large community. 800 million Catholics in the world. And he is not younger anymore. He's over 80. So we must pray for him. We must respect him. And everything that we listen about to him, be wise. Try to go to the original source. Don't stay just with the comments of those people who want to talk about or against him. We must pray for the bishops, and especially for our bishop, who is still anew and learning how to lead and how to be a good shepherd for the diocese. We must pray for priests, our pastor, those who have been here in the parish, those that we have known. Those who perhaps are having difficult times, or trials. Those who are tired of being priests or being serving the people. Those who perhaps may be lonely or sick. And of course, we must pray to God, the Good Shepherd, to send us new shepherds for his flock, to call new men and women to follow him closely at the service of his people. We must pray for vocations. Heavenly Father, open our ears to the words of your Son and help us to follow him as his disciples and witness today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.